Please be seated.
感谢天父真神啊，将主耶稣基督来赏赐给我们。
Thank our heavenly Father for granting us the Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣基督里头啊，让我们来得着自由。
And granting, allowing us to be together in Jesus.
我们能够得着自由。
So that we can have freedom.
这个自由啊，也包括着我们现在的生活。
And this freedom includes our lives today.
那我们借着下午的查考，我们来看一下，我们可以在生活上拥有哪些自由。
May we learn what sorts of freedoms we have in our life through this afternoon sermon.
那也问一下我们自己，我们有没有来拥有这样的自由？
And to ask ourselves whether we possess these freedoms.
我们在聚会前，我们一起同心跪下来感谢祷告。
So before we worship together, let us kneel down and pray.
当我们问一个人说：“你自由吗？”
When we ask someone, "Are you free?"
大部分的人都会说：“我是自由的。”
Most people would answer that, "Yes, I am free."
我们如果再问说：“你觉得你快乐吗？”
And if we ask them further, do you think you're happy?
我想会有很多人会花比较多的时间仔细的想一想，然后会说，其实我并不是真的很快乐。
I think that a lot of people, when asked this, would take a little bit longer to think about it and reply that, no, actually, I'm not really happy.
那一个人他是自由的，但是他不快乐，这不是不是有点冲突矛盾呢？
So for someone to be free but not happy, isn't it kind of a contradiction?
比较合理是一个自由的人，他应该就是一个很快乐的人。
It would be more reasonable for someone to be happy that was also free.
那这个自由但是不快乐，那这当中就有一些问题。
But for someone to be free but not happy, there must be some problems.
所以早上我有提到说，有很多的人是生活在自由的地区，但是他其实是不快乐的。
So in the morning,
是不自由的。
In the sermon this morning, we discussed how actually some people may live in a place that is free, but they don't have this freedom in their own lives.
那为什么我会这样子讲呢？因为有很多人生活得很不快乐。
And I bring this up because a lot of people, they really aren't happy in their lives.
信仰跟生活它是分不开的。
One's faith and life are intertwined.
因为信仰就在我们的生活里头。
Because one's faith is in one's life as well.
那我们的生活里头也包括着我们的信仰。
And one's life includes faith as well.
所以说主耶稣让我们得自由，也包括着让我们能够拥有一个自由的生活。
And so by saying that Jesus granted us freedom, also says that he has allowed us to lead a life that is forever free.
人生活当中有很多的忧虑，这个来显示出人是不自由的。
There are many worries in our lives that show that we actually aren't free.
那人最大的忧虑是什么？
And so what is a man's greatest worry?
其中有一个最大的忧虑就是人为了生命来忧虑。
One of the greatest worries is that is over life.
人生活到某一个程度之后呢，再来所忧虑的总是忧虑到自己的生命。
After a person has reached a certain age, they'll inevitably worry about their life.
但是我们也知道一个事实，就是人不能够真正来掌握那个生命。
But we also know one truth, and that is that a man cannot really take hold or grasp his life.
人没有那个权柄来留住生命。
He does not have the authority or the power to preserve life.
那所以呢，为生命忧虑， 这就成为生活当中的一个一个不自由。
So, worrying for one's life therefore becomes a worry or a restraint in our lives.
我们请看雅各书第四章。
Let's please turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章十四节。
James chapter 4, verse 14.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
14. Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
人的生命不但是短暂，而且是脆弱的。
A person's life is not only short but fragile.
所以我们不能，我们实在没有办法决定我们生命的长短。
So ultimately, we are not able to determine how long we live.
那但是一个基督徒，他能够自在生命上面，他能够有什么自由呢
？So what freedom does a Christian have in his life?
我们虽然不能够决定我们生命的长短，但是我们能够很自由的来。充实我们的生命。
Although we aren't able to determine how long our life is, we are able to, we are able to fill it.
我们能够让我们的这个生活，我们的生命，我们的生活更加的充满。
We can make it, make our life more fulfilling or fulfilled.
就是我们能够让我们的生命是更有价值的。
So we can lead a fuller and more useful life.
我们常常对一件事情、对一个人，我们会用价值 value 这来衡量。
When it comes to measuring something, we often look at it in terms of its value.
那我们虽然没有办法决定生命的长短，但是我们能够让我们的生命是有价值的。
So even though we aren't able to control the length of our life, we are able to lead a life that is has more value.
在生活里头，怎样的生活是有价值的，是充满的
？So what kind of a life is a valuable or a fulfilled life?
我想很多人都会同意，有爱的生活就是有价值的生活。
I think that many people would agree that a valuable life is one that has love.
我们一个基督徒能够很自由的去将爱实行出来。
As Christians, we are freely able to give love.
那这也是我们应该有的生活。
And this is also a life that we should live.
我们也会希望我们在主耶稣的眼中是有价值的。
We also hope that in the Lord Jesus' eyes, that our life is valuable.
那主耶稣怎么来看我们是有价值的呢
？So, how does the Lord Jesus determine whether our life has value or not?
就是让人能够从我们身上来看见主耶稣。
And the way that we do this is by letting others see Jesus in us.
主耶稣说：“你们如果能够彼此相爱，人就会认出你们是我的门徒。”
Lord Jesus once said that if you can love one another, then people will recognize that you are my disciples.
当我们能够让人看见主耶稣，这个就是价值。
So when we can, when others can see Jesus in us, then this is value.
所以圣经在勉励人说，当我们手里有那个力量的时候，我们就要将爱来实行出来。
So the Bible encourages us that when there's the strength in our hand, in our arms, then we should use it to express our love.
在生活当中，最常常让我们觉得灰心挫折的是什么事情呢
？And so in our lives, what is it that most most presents an obstacle or makes us feel,
让我们觉得 frustration,
feel defeated or frustrated.
常常就是当我们实行爱的时候。
And this, oftentimes, this is when we are trying to express love.
我们做一个事情，总是会想，总会会有一个期望或者一个结果。
When we are doing something, we usually hope for end result or a goal.
那常常我们付诸爱心的时候，所得到的回应常常是让人觉得灰心的。
But oftentimes, when we express our love, what we receive back is something that can make us feel frustrated.
因为常常总不总常常是不是照我们所该得的结果而来回应我们。
And this is so because oftentimes what we receive is not really according to what we've done.
这也就是为什么这个爱心会渐渐的冷淡。
And this is why love can gradually grow cold.
这也是为什么在神的眼中人越来越没有价值。
And this is also why in God's eyes, people seem less and less valuable.
但是一个基督徒他的自由就在于能够很自由的将这个爱实行出来。
But a Christian, his freedom is that he can freely express God's love towards people.
并不是说实行爱，它的结果总是总是让人灰心的。
This is not to say that whenever we try to express love, what we receive back will be frustrating.
因为其实常常是因为我们的眼光非常的短。
Actually, sometimes this is because in our own eyes, or we tend to be very short-sighted.
因为我们总是常常想要马上有的结果。
Because oftentimes we look for the immediate return.
我们也知道马上有的结果或者功效其实不是最好的。
But we also know that the immediate result is oftentimes not the best.
所以保罗说我们行善不要灰心。
So Paul said when we do good deeds, do not feel frustrated.
到的时候一定会有结果。
When the time is right, there will always be a result.
因为爱心的实行一定是会蒙主耶稣纪念的。
Because expression of love will always be remembered by God.
我们也常常很在意这个气候天气。
A lot of times we also care a lot about the weather.
这个天气有时候真的还会影响人的这种人的这种心情。
And it's true that the weather can really affect people's their emotions sometimes.
我曾经住在在这个旧金山的地区。
And I once lived in San Francisco.
我们知道旧金山常常它的天气常常是阴天。
And the weather there a lot of the times is kind of hazy.
真的住久了，很多人那个心情都是阴沉沉的。
And so if you live there for a long time, your mood the mood for a lot of people will be kind of dampened.
那真的常常人的不自由在于被自己的心情来辖制住。
So this is also a restraint on people that they're controlled by their emotions.
那一个基督徒的自由在于我们能够改变我们的心情。
So a Christian's freedom lies in the fact that he can change his emotions or control his emotions.
我们没有办法改变气候，但是我们能够调整改变我们的心情。
So we aren't able to control the weather, but we are able to control the way we feel.
人的心情是影响到人的整个生活。
Because a person's emotions or feelings determines the way their life is.
我们请看箴言第四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章二十三节。
Proverbs 4, verse 23.
二十三节，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
我们的心影响到我们整个生活。
Our our heart affects our entire livelihood.
哦，所以有人说，你心情不好的时候，最好就不要说话，不要做事情。
So some people say that when you're in a bad mood, it's best not to say or do anything.
心情不好，不可能说出好话。
Because when you're in a bad mood, there's no way that you can say anything nice.
心情不好，不可能做出好的事情。
And there's no way that you can do anything good.
哦，那为什么常常有人说不出好话，做不出好事？
So why is it that people often can't say or do anything good?
因为他的心情总是不好。
Because they're constantly in a bad mood.
一个基督徒有一个自由，就是能够改变我们的心情。
So on the other hand, a Christian has the freedom to change his emotions.
请看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章三十节。
Proverbs 14 verse 30.
三十节，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
为什么主耶稣让圣灵能够一直的、永远的跟我们同在？
And why has God allowed the Holy Spirit to reside perpetually with us?
因为我们人很难去控制我们的心情。
Because it's really hard for a person to control their feelings and emotions.
所以我们人常常生活在懊悔、后悔的当中。
So that's why people a lot of times live in regret.
我们会说，我之所以做那一件事情，是因为当时我的心情很不好。
And they'll say or think that I did that thing back then because I wasn't feeling very good back then.
那为什么说我们有那个自由去改变我们的心情呢？
So why do we say that we have the power, the freedom to control and change our feelings?
因为圣灵它是有秩序的。
Because the Holy Spirit it has
order.
Has order.
那圣灵能够帮助我们能够安静下来。
And the Holy Spirit can help us to calm down.
很多人，我们大部分的人都是住在很安静的住宅区。
Most of us probably live in quiet residential areas.
我们也知道住在安静的住宅区不等于我们有一个安静的心。
But we also know that living in such a quiet residential neighborhood doesn't necessarily mean we have a peaceful and calm heart.
其实很多人住在很安静的住宅区，内心是非常的不安静的。
And actually, a lot of people may live in such quiet places, but inside they're not.Peaceful at all.
心没有办法安静，心情怎么会好？
And without a calm heart, how can they have good emotions?
圣灵的能力能够帮助我们安静下来。
So the power of the Holy Spirit helps us to find peace.
在安静当中才有真正的力量，真正的智慧。
And in the peace and quiet, only in the peace, this peace and quiet is there true wisdom.
一个能够安静下来的人，他也才能够生发起那种更坚强的信心。
And only someone with a calm heart is able to build up a stronger faith.
信心就带来力量。
And faith equals power.
一个心情好的人，他对周遭的人跟事情就容易有感谢的心。
A person who is in good spirits will more often than not have a heart of thanksgiving towards those around him.
很少那个心情不好的人，他会对周遭的人或者事情充满着感谢。
It's not very often that someone in a bad mood will have a thankful heart towards things and people around him.
那这种心中充满感谢，对生活来讲实在是很美。
And to have a heart filled with thanksgiving, this is a really beautiful thing to have in one's life.
这种感谢的心才能够帮助我们突破生活当中很多的困难。
Only with this heart of thanksgiving, can we overcome many of the obstacles in our lives.
我们在生活当中一定会有困难的事情。
There will inevitably be troubles and obstacles in our lives.
我们不能够让困难来压倒我们。
But we can't let these difficulties defeat us.
我们必须来胜过，来突破这些困难。
We must be able to overcome these difficulties.
很多人知道这样子，但是他没有办法去突破。
And a lot of people actually all know this, but they're still unable to overcome.
因为没有好的心情，没有感谢的心。
Because they don't have a good mood or a heart of thanksgiving.
有好的心情，也才能够有更真实的盼望。
Only by having good feelings will someone have a greater hope.
那盼望带来真正的忍耐。
And with this hope comes endurance.
很多事情它之所以能够完成，是因为有忍耐。
People are able to accomplish many things only because they have this endurance.
那我们知道爱是一种行动，不是只是一个口号。
And we know that love is actually an action and not just something spoken.
要有好的心情，才有那一个实行爱的动力。
So only with good emotions can you have the, are you able to undertake these actions?
那今天有很多人生活之所以会那么的不好，是因为他没有一个好的心情。
And so today, many people have not so good lives because they lack these good emotions.
因为他没有那个自由去改变自己的心情。
Because they don't have the freedom to change how they feel.
这是我们生活当中基督徒有的自由，我们能够改变，自由的去改变我们的心情。
So this is one freedom that we as Christians have in our lives.
在这个生活很充裕的生活里头，人也会越来越看重自己的这个容貌，自己的这个脸。
And in this ever complicated life, a person will be more and more concerned with what they say.
不是，你如果生活很贫穷哈，你要紧的是能够填满肚子。
So if you're very poor, then the thing you're most concerned about is just filling your own belly.
当你很富足了，你都能够吃饱了，再来，你会考虑到你的脸够不够英俊，够不够漂亮。
But once your stomach is full, then you'll move on to thinking about whether you're handsome or beautiful enough.
所以每一年呢，为了这一张脸呢，这个全世界合起来不晓得花掉多少钱。
And so every year, just for the sake of appearances, who knows how much money is spent in this world.
但是我们也知道，这个人没有办法永远保持那个青春美丽啊，这个是一个事实。
But it's a fact of life that a person cannot stay forever young.
但是人又偏偏很在意自己的这个容貌。
And yet people care so much about their appearances.
其实这也是一种不自由。
And this is also a lack of freedom.
在这一方面，基督徒有自由。
So in this regard, Christians also have freedom.
我们不需要去改变我们的容貌，但是我们可以自由的去展现我们的笑容。
We can't change our appearances that much, but we can freely give out our smiles.
我讲到的时候不太会笑。
When I'm speaking, giving a sermon, I don't smile or laugh very often.
其实是因为我常常是很紧张的。
And this is because a lot of times I'm pretty nervous.
所以那个延龄教会的那个讲桌这一首那个油哈，那个上面油漆是掉了哈，我常常手心还会出汗。
And so at Garden Grove, actually on the pulpit, part of the paint is missing, and I think that's because my hands is sweating on that part.
那说实在的，我也不是长着那种英俊型的。
And let's be honest, I'm not exactly the really handsome type.
所以很多时候有信徒会说，陈传道，你如果在台上 跟你在台下一样那样的笑容的话，啊，那就更棒了。
So a lot of times members will come say to me that, Pastor Chen, if only you could smile the way you do off the pulpit, as then it would be even better.
啊，所以啊，我在台上虽然不太会笑，其实在台下啊，我应该是常常这个笑容满面的才对。
So even though oftentimes you don't, or you almost never see me smile or laugh on the pulpit, off the pulpit, hopefully I'm more full, more I smile more.
啊，因为这是一个基督徒的自由，我可以自由的展现我的笑容。
Because this is a freedom that a Christian has to smile freely.
因为在主耶稣基督里头，我们有很多的喜乐。
And this is because in the Lord Jesus, we have our lives are filled with many joys.
心中被喜乐充满，自然就会有笑容。
And when your heart is filled with joy and happiness, then naturally you'll smile more.
而这个喜乐就是主耶稣他很乐意来赐给我们的。
And this joy is something that Jesus gave us very freely and happily.
请看箴言十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章二十二节。
Proverbs 17 verse 22.
二十二节，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
根据医学的报道也是这样子，喜乐的心对我们的健康也是加分。
And this is supported by medical studies that having a cheerful heart is good medicine for us.
那真的现在大家都很努力的要让自己的心情好，要让自己有喜乐。
So nowadays, many people try very hard to have to find more joy and happiness in their lives.
但是偏偏很努力，偏偏啊，甚至更不喜乐。
And yet they try, the harder they try, the less happy they are.
那一个基督徒的自由啊，就在于他能够很自由的有这个喜乐。
So a Christian's freedom is that he can have this happiness very freely.
我们请看罗马书十五章。
Look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans 15 verse 13.
新约圣经两百二十五页，罗马书十五章十三节。
Romans 15 verse 13。
十三节，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
人的快乐常常是从外头来的。
A person's happiness oftentimes comes from without.
圣经里头所说的喜乐是从人的里面发出来的。
But the joy that the Bible speaks of comes from within.
那这个是神的能力，圣灵的工作。
And this is the power in the of God and the work of the Holy Spirit.
常常也是你很甜，很喜乐。但是你问说为什么，你又说不上来。
And so, a lot of times we can be very full of happiness and contentment, and yet when asked why, you can't explain why.
真的，我又没有得到乐透奖，但是我却很喜乐。
I mean, I haven't won the lotto, and yet I'm still filled with joy.
我也不是有一个突然间有一个什么很特别很好的东西。我得到了，但是我是很喜乐的。
Or I didn't receive anything really cool or really special, and yet I'm still very happy.
真的，你有时候你问说你为什么那么喜乐，我实在也说不出来。
So really, when you ask someone why they're so happy, a person really can't even explain why.
因为那是圣灵的工作。
Because it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
就好像主耶稣所说的，风从哪里来，风往哪里走，你肉眼是看不见的。
Just as the Lord Jesus said, where the wind comes from and where the wind goes, you can't see it.
啊，但是你又感觉到啊，风的凉爽。
But you can feel the coolness of the breeze.
啊，这也是一种很美的自由。
And this is a very beautiful freedom that we have.
啊，只要是人的团体，啊，总是有人想要啊，当这个啊，当这个这个领导啊，领导者当这个 leader。
And in a group of people, there will always be someone who wishes to be the leader of the group.
哦，如果只有一个人想要当领导，那也就没事。
And if there's only one person that wants to lead the group, then there's no problem.
啊，偏偏总是有好几个人想要当领导。
But a lot of times, there's multiple people that want to be the leader.
啊，当了领导就是能够去啊，去管别人，去控制别人。
Because as a leader, you're able to control and order other people around.
哦，这也成为生活当中很多人的苦跟不自由。
And so this has become a bitterness or a restraint in many people's lives.
哦，在家庭里头，丈夫跟太太也在争啊，谁来操控这个家庭。
Even within a household, a husband and a wife may disagree on who should control the household.
啊，一个基督徒是自由的。
But a Christian is free.
哦，我们不需要去控制他人，但是呢，我们可以管理自己，管制自己。
We don't need to control other people, but we can control ourselves.
那其实这个才是真正的自由，真正的平安。
And so this is true freedom and true peace.
啊，我们的朋友或者我们的同事，有人睡不着觉。
Maybe our friends or our coworkers can't fall asleep.
为什么他睡不着觉
？Why can't they fall asleep?
啊，因为现在有一个职位，大家都想争着要。
And this might be because there's a position that everybody wants.
啊，因为上了那个职位啊，就能够去控制别管理别人。
Because whoever gets this position will have the authority to control other people.
啊，当然这个职位这个升啊，这个是好事情。
And of course, being promoted to a better position is a good thing.
啊，这也是一种上进的表现。
And this is a form of advancement.
啊，但是也很容易啊，捆绑了人，让人没有自由。
But it can also very easily bind someone so that they have no freedom.
哦，那基督徒的自由就在我们不一定需要去控制别人、管理别人，但是我们能够自由的来管理自己。
So again, a Christian's freedom is that we don't necessarily need to control others, but we can control ourselves.
请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十七节。
First Corinthians 9, verse 27.
新约圣经两百三十八页。哥林多前书九章二十七节。
First Corinthians 9, 27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
27. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
保罗是一个自由的基督徒。
Paul is a free Christian.
他的生活里头充满着自由。
And his life was filled with many liberties.
我们或许会说，保罗有自由吗？
We might question whether Paul is really free.
一个常常有人想要抓他、想要陷害他的人，他有自由吗？
Because there are people constantly trying to hurt him or to catch him and arrest him. So is he really free?
是的，保罗是自由的。
The answer is yes, he is free.
哦，这个保罗是一个很有恩赐、很有权柄的使徒。
Paul is an apostle who has a lot of power, authority, and talents.
但是他不是要做这个教会的领导。
But his job was not to be a leader of the church.
他是很谦卑的来当仆人。
He very humbly worked as a servant instead.
他不是很努力的要去管理别人。
He didn't try very hard to order other people around.
他是有那个自由，很努力的来管理自己。
Instead, he had the freedom to very diligently control himself.
所以这里保罗说，我是攻克己身的。
And it says,
他攻克己身，叫身服我，27节。
So it says he makes himself a slave.
所以意思就是他能够很自由、很努力的来遵守神的教训。
Which means that he works very hard to follow the teachings of God.
所以他将自己是保守在真理里头。
He keeps himself within the truth.
他知道的好，他能够做出来。
What he knows is good, he can do.
他有机会、有能力，他就去帮助人。
And when he has the ability and the opportunity, he goes and helps others.
还有什么生活会比这样子更平安、更喜乐呢？
And so, what life can be more peaceful or more joyful?
这个是主耶稣让我们所拥有的自由。
This is a freedom that God has enabled us to have.
我们能够自由的来管理好自己。
We can very freely control ourselves.
让我们能够真的来荣耀主耶稣的名。
So that we can really glorify the name of the Lord Jesus.
我发现有一个行业从古时候到现在一直存在。
And I noticed there's a line of work that has existed since ancient history.
就是为人来预测将来。
And this is to attempt to predict the future for someone.
我们人很想要知道明天。
People really want to know.What's going to happen tomorrow?
因为我们也想要去改变明天。
Because we also want to change what happens tomorrow.
我们以为我们可以去改变，很多人以为可以去改变明天。
A lot of people think they can change what happens, what takes place tomorrow.
那这种想要知道明天，真的在很多人的生活里头是很强烈的。
And the desire to know about all about the future is.A very strong force in many people's lives.
所以就让人陷入了这种不自由里头，甚至充满着迷信。
And so, more than bind people, it also fills people with strange beliefs.
这个我们知道，明天是掌握在神的手中。
But we know that.What happens tomorrow is in the palm of the Lord Jesus.
我们不必去预知明天。
So we don't need to worry about what happens tomorrow.
我们能够很自由的、好好的把握现在。
We can very freely take grasp today.
我们请看雅各书第四章。
Let's look at James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章十五节
James chapter 4 verse 15
十五节你们只管说主若愿意我们就可以活着也可以做这事或做那事
15 Instead you ought to say If it is the Lord's will we will live and do this or that
这是一种真正的自由
And this is true freedom
我们认识也相信神的主权
We know and we also believe the authority of God.
明天是在神的手中。
Tomorrow is within the palms of God.
生命的长短是在神的手中。
How long we live is also in God's hands.
在这种认识、这种敬畏神之下，我们来拥有神给我们的自由。
And in this understanding and this belief in God, we can have such freedoms.
我们可以自由的把握现在，或做这个事情，或者做那一个事情。
We can freely take advantage of the present and do either this or that as we please.
过去我们没有办法去改变它。
Whereas before we could not change that.
如果能够改变的只有一件事。
The only thing we could change was one thing.
就是神赦免我们的过犯。
And this is for God to forgive our wrongs.
我们可以计划明天。
We can plan it tomorrow for tomorrow.
但是明天不是在我们的掌握里头。
But tomorrow is not in our grasp.
神将最实在的现在赐给我们。
God gives us only today.
所以我们一个基督徒应该有这一种自由，好好的把握现在。
So as Christians, we should have this freedom to really take advantage of the present.
对那个你应该去爱他的人，你就要好好的去爱他。
Towards those that we should love, we should love.
对那个应该得到你帮助的人，你就尽力的去帮助他。
Towards those that we should help, we should give them help.
现在神给你生命，给你时间，你应该去做的事情，你就好好的去做。
And since God has given us time right now, we should strive to do what we should.
很多人只想要知道明天。
A lot of people only want to know about tomorrow.
但是却一直在浪费今天。
But instead, they're constantly wasting the present.
这也就是为什么说这是一个邪恶的世代。
And that is why it is said that this is an evil age.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15.
新约273页。十五节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
15. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
我们都希望我们是智慧人。
We all wish we were wise people.
那什么是智慧人？
But what is a wise person?
十六节，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
16. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
一个智慧人他会爱惜时会珍惜时间。
A wise man will know to treasure time.
他不会一直想要去知道明天，他是会把握现在。
He would not be constantly trying to know, find out about tomorrow, but he will make the most of today.
那这里下半句话说，因为现今的世代邪恶。
And the second half of verse 16 says, because the days are evil.
当我们想到邪恶我们就想到这个什么酗酒啦、吸毒啦、这个奸淫啦这一类的事情。
When we think of evil, we think of drinking or drugs or fornication.
其实我们一个善良的人，一个基督徒，这些跟我们都没关系。
But for a righteous person, a Christian, none of these should matter.
但是这个时间呢，是我们要去要仔细的去想的。
But time is something that we should meditate on very closely.
我们好像没有去做那些邪恶的事情。
We may not do those evil things.
但是在时间上面呢，神可能看我们是邪恶的。
But perhaps in terms of time, God may see us as evil still.
好，我们把时间奉献给谁？
We offer up our time.
我们好像拥有这个，拥有那个。
It is as if we have this and that.
但是常常是这个那个拥有了我们。
But actually, it is as if those things own us instead.
因为我们很容易的把时间奉献给这些。
Because it is very easy for us to give our time to those things instead.
所以虽然我们好像没有做邪恶的事情，但是在神的眼中，我们是在邪恶的世代，我们也是属于邪恶的。
So although we may not do those typically evil things, but we may still be evil within God's eyes because of what we do with time.
我们如果时间总是被周遭的人事物所占有，那么我们就不是一个自由的基督徒。
And if our time is constantly occupied by the things around us in the world, then we can't really say that we are a free Christian.
那我们一个基督徒应该是自由的来用我们的时间。
But as Christians, we should use our time with very freely.
今天我看到有很多不快乐的好人。
Today I notice a lot of unhappy people.
那他们都是好人。
But they're all good people.
他们都很努力的来做每一件事情。
They work very diligently to do many things.
每一件事情都要第一。
They want to be number one in all those things.
他也做成功的很多事情。
And they're very successful in a lot of those things.
但是还觉得还有好多事情他做得不够好。
And yet, they still feel that there are so many other things that they aren't doing as well in.
所以很成功，但是很不快乐。
So they're very successful, but they're also very unhappy.
因为要把每一件事情都做得最好，所以他不自由。
Because they want to be the best or do everything. They want to be the best at everything, so...They actually lack a lot of freedom.
那我们一个基督徒，主耶稣所要给我们的是要自由的。
But as Christians, what God wants us to have is freedom.
我们知道一个人他不可能每一件事情都做得十全十美。
We know that it is impossible for someone to do everything perfectly.
一个基督徒，我们知道我们不会样样都得胜，都第一名。
So as Christians, we need to know that we can't be successful at everything we do.
但是我们可以自由的每一件事情我都尽力去做。
But what we can do is give our best effort at each of those things.
都是在努力，但是那个差别其实是很大的。
Both require effort, but there is a big difference between them.
有的人是被这个一定 要得胜，要第一来捆绑。
Some people are bound by this desire to be successful and number one at everything.
所以很努力的，但是不快乐。
So they try so hard, but they're not happy.
基督徒不是凡事神赐给我，所以我就可以懒惰。
As Christians, we can't be of the mentality that God gives us all things, so I can be very lazy.
我们之所以很快乐啊，是因为我不需要样样都胜利，但是我事事我都尽力了。
But instead, we can be happy not because we're successful at everything, but because I gave my all.
我们请参考腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3,
13节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
新约280页13节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
一个基督徒的自由啊，是在于他能够忘记背后，努力前面的。
And so a Christian's freedom lies in his ability to forget what is behind and look towards what is ahead.
能够继续往前进，这是一种自由。
The ability to press onward, this is also a freedom.
我们要检讨过去，但是不需要活在过去。
We must examine the past, but that doesn't mean we must live in the past.
其实有很多人他活在过去。
A lot of people live in the past.
活在过去的成功里头，
and they live in their past success.
活在过去的失败里头，
and they also live in their past failures.
这成为一种捆绑，成为一种不自由。
So this becomes a binding for them.
一个基督徒的自由在能够忘记背后，努力的往前进。
So a Christian's freedom is the ability to forget the past and move forward.
我仔细的去想，这个自由啊，它真的是很实际的存在我们生活的每一个层面。
And this freedom, it really lies in almost every aspect of our lives.
这个主耶稣的恩典不是只是理论上，它也是很实际的。
And the blessings of God are not just theory, it's an actual thing.
我相信还有很多事情，很多层面，我们仔细的去想，你就可以去领悟什么是生活的自由。
I think there are also many other aspects of our lives where When we think about it, we'll realize we have a lot of freedom.
哇，这个是主耶稣所要给我们的，给我们的应许，给我们的恩典。
And so this is a blessing and a grace that God has given to us.
啊，让我们真做的做一个真正自由的基督徒。
Which is to allow us to be truly free Christians.
唱诗89首。
Let's sing hymn 89.